This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Two wicked murderers opened fire at a kosher supermarket and killed four innocent souls, including a brave police officer who faced down the shooter and very bravely faced the shooter down. With one heart, America weeps for the lives lost. With one voice, we vow to crush the monstrous evil of anti-Semitism whenever and wherever it appears. And we're working very hard on that.
And there you go. That's the president talking about what happened in Jersey City. Coming up on this show, the FAA says the Supermax jets, the Boeing 737 MAX, would have been a tomb for maybe 15 crashes. Imagine how many people would have been killed. Russia, Russia, Russia. Oh, yeah, that conversation is wide open again for both the Democrats and the Republicans. Why? I'm going to tell you. And nail the score coming up. Our game of the week, you could win lots of prizes and, more importantly, bragging rights if you just simply nail the score of the game of the week in the NFL. Plus, traveling on points. How can you do that? Is it cheap? Yes. And why does it matter? I'm going to talk about it all. But first, let's start here. Kate Delaney, happy as always to be the skipper of this ship, furious about what happened in Jersey City. Very sad to see thousands, though, who did come out to honor the dead. The Orthodox Jewish community, just, they came out in droves, and bravo for them. Not a surprise, because what you had here for these funeral services for the two victims of the shooting, you had a 32-year-old who owned the store, and you had her cousin, Moshe Deutsch, just 24, also in the middle of that, and they were honored by the people in the Orthodox enclave in Orange County, New York, for one, came out. And, you know, what so many said was they were a young couple. They were dedicated to what they were doing. They were people who moved to Jersey City to have a place. They wanted the people there to have a place to shop for groceries. And the community loved them, whether they were Jewish or anything else. They just were well-liked people doing their best. And were they targeted because they were part of this community? You heard what the president said, anti-Semitism, etc. And today I was talking to somebody in New York, and they were talking about the shooters. And they said to me that, you know, one of the shooters left behind a note, and they were two people who, a man and a woman, who were together, were partners. They lived in a van. So one of the notes were the note that was found, and then the two suspects who are dead, David Anderson and Francine Graham. One of the notes said this, that I do this because my creator makes me do this, and I hate who he hates. That's what the note said. And the message was found inside the stolen U-Haul van that they were living in, and they drove to this kosher supermarket where they gunned down three people. And they were identified as something called Black Hebrew Israelites. It's a fringe, nutty religious movement not associated with mainstream Judaism, that's been labeled a hate group by experts who track extremists. And we know this is a big target for the FBI, any kind of homegrown extremist in the U.S. So Anderson had posted anti-Jewish, anti-cop messages to social media before the attack, and then it all unraveled. Very sad. Joseph Seals, the brave Jersey City detective, who simply was going to question them about the U-Haul they were in. He was going toward them to question them about that, and then they shot him in the head. And, of course, He's the father of five children, and then everything just unraveled from there. And Jersey City is trying to pull together and trying to bring the community together, and it's just an atrocity and a tragedy beyond, not belief, but beyond the boundaries of what is acceptable, certainly, in humanity. And so these people targeted them for only one reason, and these were people that were beloved people who were friends to people no matter who they were, whether they were black, Asian, white, whatever religion they were. They didn't care about the labels. They were a young couple. They were trying to do something, and they were trying to do it right. And for that effort, they get murdered. So, and there's nobody to fry for the crime. Let's put it that way. They were gunned down, but that's it. And their message of hate lives on, and other people, of course, are passing that on. Very, very sad. All right, impeachment. How could I possibly not let that word leave my lips at the top of any show that we do these days? But the House Judiciary Committee, just keeping you up to date on the score, like we're in the middle of a game, because this is a game between the Democrats and the Republicans. So let me get you up to date. They weighed articles of impeachment. We knew this was happening, accusing the president of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Both parties had a little bit of a debate, a spirited debate, if you will. Trump is just the fourth president in the U.S. history to face the prospect of any kind of sanction for misconduct in office, which could be approved by next week on the House floor. We know the case. The case is the allegation that the president tried to leverage a White House meeting and military aid that was being sought after by the Ukraine to combat Russian military aggression to pressure the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, to launch an investigation of former VP Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden, and then an investigation of an unfounded theory that they conspired in the Ukraine with Democrats to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. So we're still waiting to hear what Rudy Giuliani has to say, and we know that once the Senate gets this bouncing ball, they will throw it in a much different direction. Although the Republicans in the House will have the opportunity to offer amendments once they're finished, the committee votes first on Article 1 and then on Article 2. So that's where it sits. The president also found out today that the House asked the Supreme Court not to delay access to his financial records because of the threat to the 2020 election, because those records have not been released. The House General Counsel said nothing is more urgent than efforts to guard against foreign interference in our systems for electing officials, particularly given the upcoming 2020 elections. So the president has asked the High Court to review a decision from the Court of Appeals for the Second District in New York that upheld Congress's investigative authority and ordered Deutsche Bank and Capital One to comply with House subpoenas for the president's financial information. So this has been something that's been ongoing since the time the president decided he was going to run the first time around. Do you think those records will be there on display before the election? I do not believe it. In the meantime, the former personal lawyer for the president, Michael Cohen, who made hush money payments during the 2016 campaign to women who claimed to have affairs with the president, is asking for a lighter sentence. Ooh, oy vey. Stay with us.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him Christmas signs and sleigh. And through a cracked along a breaking wall, I see you, my friend.
Thanks for hanging with us. Kate Delaney, happy holidays, whatever it is that you celebrate. I like to call this segment Odds and Ends. We whip through where we are with impeachment. No major decisions. A lot of arguing, a lot of conversation. Republicans saying it's ridiculous. It's a liberal witch hunt. In fact, Congressman Steve Chbot said this is a sad day in American history. The folks in the liberal media might be cheering you on, but I highly doubt that either history or the American people will judge you so leniently. That's what he tweeted out a few hours ago. And this is pretty much what we've been seeing. Republican, Democrat, you know how this game is played. I say, let's see what the evidence is and ultimately what the vote is. The House probably votes against the Prez, but it'd be a different story in the Senate. It'd be shocking if something different happened in the Senate. And that truly would be the story of the decade. It would be the story of the decade if that went in a different direction. And I do not anticipate that whatsoever. All right, so odds and ends can mean a lot of things. An end to a career and a beginning someplace else. What would it take? Is it money? Is it location? Is it a relationship? Well, it can be all those things, right? You've been there. I've been there once and it blew up. But I wasn't offered $245 million. The Angels did not get their prize of Garrett Cole, the pitcher for the Houston Astros, but they did get superstar third baseman Anthony Rendon. Rendon, who was in talks with some other teams, including the Texas Rangers, but he agrees to 7 years, $245 million. $245 million to play baseball. I'm all about capitalism, baby. That is a sweet deal. And Rendon is a sweet guy at 29, 7 seasons with the Nationals, and he certainly was a superstar and deserved all the accolades that he got in the World Series and beyond. But it looked like the Dodgers or the Rangers were going to land him. Instead, the Angels get him, so that's good for one of the best players in baseball, Mike Trout, because now he has another superstar teammate around him that could make a very, very big difference. All right, this I don't understand, and I can't, I just can't even imagine the tragedy of this, says somebody who has shuffled along in subways. Whether you live in a rural area or not, if you've ever been to a big city, particularly, I guess it would be New York for most of us because of how the subway system runs, a 2-year-old boy slipped away from his mother and was struck by a subway train. Oh, at a very popular stop, Fulton Street Station. It happened at a busy time. It was rush hour, 5:30 in the evening. He just lost his footing, and the train was coming, and he was pinned between the train and the platform, and there was nobody pushed. Nothing happened. His mother was coming down the stairs with 3 bags, and, of course, it all just unfolded right in front of her, and I can't even imagine. So you think about it, bags of probably things, presents for the holidays, perhaps. And there was nothing they could do, rush him to a hospital, and it's too late. And I've seen that before. It's just one of those horrible things where kids are kids. He was young, and you're out there on the platform, and he's not seeing it, and it's kind of narrow, the area that you stand on, especially if it's crowded, and perhaps that's what happened. He was just there stuck in a tight situation, and they don't, he's not paying attention or something. But regardless, it doesn't matter. There's no blame on him. It's just a horrible, horrible tragedy of epic proportions when you think the loss of a life, your child, and it happening that way. This couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Harvey Weinstein, open up your wallet. He looks like a shell of a man these days as he walks with a walker and looks like he has 2 hours left to live. He's reached a tentative $25 million settlement with accusers. His bankrupt film company reached that, in fact, with dozens of women who accused him of various counts of sexual misconduct, and it ranged from rape to sexual harassment. And this has been a couple of years in the making, and it started the whole Me Too movement and everything that's happened since then. I say he opened the Pandora's box of evil, which was a long time coming, and as a result, the payouts, I'm sure, come from insurance companies representing them, etc. But wow, just when you think of the films that was produced by that company, the power, the unbelievable, absolute power that he had was incredible. I mean, just incredible, unprecedented in some ways in Hollywood. And now this is it. He gets his come up, and since his arrest last year, he's been free on $1 million bail, awaiting trial, and his travel is restricted to within the United States, and he has to wear an electronic ankle monitor. And you can definitely see that he's a shadow of the guy that he used to be. So that's his lawyers argue, but that's where the court is at. So there you go. In the meantime, because it is the end of a decade and it is the end of the year, especially, we always want to qualify, quantify, or just frankly look back and reflect on the kind of year it was in all different kinds of directions. Streaming is now a verb, is something we do, is something people talk about. Some people, maybe a lot of you listening to me, could care less and don't even stream anything. But perhaps you do. Perhaps you do get HBO. Perhaps you get Apple and Disney and everything else in between. or Netflix or Amazon Prime. I mean, there's so many. The list is insane how many ways you can stream. But the number one show, that we're now seeing anyway, which they ranked them, the best TV shows of 2019, The Washington Post did, based on a couple of different ways, including how many were watching, the subscriber-based content, that kind of thing. And number one was Watchmen, which was a graphic novel. Some of you might remember that. That was from the 80s, and that has really taken off. Regina King's in it, Jean Smart, and Jeremy Irons. They're three of the big stars in it. Then there's When They See Us, which was the account of the Central Park Five, who were wrongly accused of a vicious attack on a jogger, and then the reversal and what happened to them. There was also in that top 10 a series called Chernobyl, which I actually watched that because I can remember I want to say that I was in like ninth grade, and it was about the nuclear plant disaster and what happened and the core and the government lying and trying to pretend Chernobyl was something different than what it was, and how many people were ultimately killed or hurt by that. So a few of those I certainly have seen, and some of them were documentaries, like the documentary on Michael Jackson leaving Neverland, and it was about the two boys who say he was molested, and then the follow-up to that, and that was in the top 10. So honestly, most of what was in the top 10, what does it say about us, was about greed, power, abuse of it, all the way through. There was no comedy that made the top 10. Like, there was a show called Succession, and this really was kind of based loosely on Rupert Murdoch, they say. It was a drama about heirs to the throne. He's a media baron, the guy in it, and it that's what it was all about. Who was replacing who was screwing over whoever, that whole kind of rich people problems. And I guess people are voyeurs to that because it did really, really well. And then there was Gentleman Jack, and that was about 19th century England and what it was like for women to run their own business affairs, etc., and some other things they weren't allowed to do that also happened. So there you go. We must like depressing. Bring on the comedy or bring on the games. Hey, we're going to do that next. Nail the score. You can be a part of it. 855-266-5283. I'll meet you in the locker room.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee is working out the final details on its articles of impeachment against President Trump. During evening debates, Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said abuse of power and obstruction of Congress cannot be overlooked.
And so, with a heavy heart, but clear in my duty to our country, I support these articles of impeachment.
Ranking Republican Doug Collins calls the entire impeachment process a farce.
The real legacy of this impeachment hearing will not be the removal of Donald Trump as president. In fact, if anything, they see the majority for what they are, on a three-year vendetta.
The committee is getting ready to vote on whether to accept or reject the articles of impeachment. The legal team for the whistleblower is now preparing for the possibility that Republican lawmakers will call their client to testify in the Senate trial. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, it is time for Nail the Score. Where are you? Arizona, Portland, Los Angeles. You're always emailing me and saying you're going to jump on, and you send me your emails just in the nick of time. Not like Pete in Texas. He's going to get to go first because of that. So what is the game of the week here on Kate Delaney's Nail the Score? Well, the game of the week was somewhat easy to pick. It certainly wasn't the Patriots and the Bengals. Bengals are 1-12. Who knows? Maybe they win. Packers and the Bears could be an interesting game, although I think the Packers favored by 4.5 points. Easily win that one. Broncos and the Chiefs. Chiefs are favored by over a touchdown, 9.5 points. Don't see that being exciting. Eagles and the Redskins, who cares? The Eagles are barely in the NFC East. I mean, they're tied for first with the lowly Cowboys. Both teams are brutal. And the Redskins are the worst of the worst. They're 3-10. So what does that leave on the board as one of the best games of the week? Well, the best game of the week could be the Sunday night game, the Bills and the Steelers. The Bills are having an incredible season, and the Steelers are in it too. The Steelers at home are giving up just two. The over-under, 36.5 points, so defense is seemingly the name of the game here. All you have to do is call me and say, who do you think wins, Bills or the Steelers? And what's the final score going to be? 21-7 Bills? 21-14? I don't know. Who do you think? Maybe it's not the Bills. Maybe it's the Steelers. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And, of course, pizza is first. I love it. From the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
Is this the new coach of the Dallas Cowboys that I'm talking to?
I could motivate them. I could light a fire under their assets. Let's just say that.
Jersey sales are up.
That's right. That's right, brother.
Oh,
what do you think?
Word. I'm thinking Steelers 30.
Okay.
16.
Ooh, 30-16. I like it. So the Steelers saying, take that, Buffalo. We're not going to give you any credit. Yeah, get you some. And it could be that because the Steelers need a game like that. Mike Tomlin needs a game like that. So good one, Pete.
He's hurting.
He's hurting. I like it. I like it, Pete. Good luck with that. So there's one guess gone. You cannot guess Steelers 30-16. Did I tell you that? Once somebody guesses, it's like reserving your place in line, right? And you got two tables. So he has the two numbers, 30-16. Let's go all the way from Texas, which would take us hours on a plane and forever in the old days in a covered wagon to get to Maine from Texas. So let's go to Sharon. Hey, Sharon, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And you?
I'm excellent, thank you. What do you think, Steelers or Buffalo?
That's a hard one.
It is hard. It is, because maybe Buffalo, they've been surprising this year.
I think I'm going to go with Buffalo.
Buffalo. Okay, so what's the score?
31-24.
Ooh, 31-24. Thank you, Sharon. Keep warm up there. 31-24. Okay, it's interesting. What has been part of the success is the draft choice that the Bills made in Josh Allen. He's thrown for over 2,700 yards and 17 touchdowns, and he just nicely kind of goes down, follows the plan, and has had some picks and has had a few bad games. I mean, certainly the Bills have lost four, but a lot of them have been close. But typical of what you learn to say when you're in the league, if you're smart, you got to give credit to the other side. And he is the quarterback for Buffalo in enemy territory. Here's what he had to say about the defense for the Steelers.
They're playing extremely well, obviously taking away the ball, sacking the quarterback at a very high rate. I think they lead the league in both those statistics. You know, they got some young players that are moving well, moving around well. Off the edge, they get to the quarterback, they play really smart coverage. So it's going to be very tough for us mentally this week, and we got to be ready for another four-quarter game.
Yeah, and they're coming off of a loss to the Ravens, 24-17, but they previously had rolled through three teams, the Cowboys, the Broncos, the Dolphins, you could say, eh. They lost to the Browns. That was a close game, 19-16. They lost to the Eagles. They got clubbed, 31-13. They lost to the Patriots in a very close game, 16-10. So some of the losses have been pretty close. It was just that one, truly the one blowout was against the Philadelphia Eagles. And this is a big game, needless to say, for them, because if they can beat the Steelers, you know, you're looking at standings at in this time of the year and who's going to go where. And if you look at Buffalo, they're in the tough AFC East, but they're right behind the Patriots, and the Jets are so far below them, but it's a question of wild card and whatnot, because the Ravens have already clinched with their 11-2 record. Certainly the Patriots will. The Texans will, well, they could clinch the South. Maybe not. They're 8-5, just like the Titans. And then in the West, it's the Chiefs. They've nailed that. So it becomes then really the wild card and what happens there. And they're in a good seat for it, but they want to be able to stay where they are to be able to close that out. And with a handful of games left, this is a big one because there's only three games left in the season. If you want to weigh in, it's either the Steelers or the Bills. You don't have to know anything about football. You just have to know how to say some numbers and pick a team. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or flip me an email at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and pick one of those sides and tell me what you think the final score will be. We always put Nathan on the spot, so the technical maestro. Nathan, what do you think? Is it Buffalo or is it the Steelers?
Yeah, let's do Buffalo. 28-27.
Ooh, 28-27.
Yeah,
thriller. A thriller. Just like the Eagles winning in overtime over the Giants. Edge of your seat, 28-27. Could happen. Could happen, absolutely. I mean, there is no symmetry to the scores. I've said that before. Like, you think in your mind, touchdown-wise, but points are being missed. Field goals are being missed. There's been some really crazy lopsided scores. So that's why when you level a guess, your guess is as good as mine, right? You just look at it and you're throwing out a guess, and you could be right. So just take a stab at it. This reminds me of when I play darts. Sometimes I'm on, and sometimes I cannot hit the bullseye. I can't do it. And then sometimes I just look like I know exactly what I'm doing with my throw. So you're throwing darts at the dartboard, so to speak. Listening to us, 102.33 would be Brad, also in the great state of Texas. Hey, Brad.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think, Brad? What hit do you like in this one, Buffalo or Steelers?
I think it's going to be Buffalo 31-23.
Oh, so you like Buffalo, 31-23. That quarterback is good. He is. You got to give him credit. He's young, but he's learning fast.
And Buffalo's going to be scary for a while, I think.
I do, too. I do, too. And it's like sort of time for Buffalo to come up like that. So there you go. Thanks, Brad. Good luck. Maybe you'll win. Who knows? Thanks for the call. And I know people are emailing. Don't worry about that. I'll make sure that you get it in. As long as it's in by the top of the hour, it counts. You just have to tell me who it is. Is it the Steelers or is it Buffalo? In the meantime, we might be able to get another call in, 855-266-5283. You know, a lot was made about Colin Kaepernick. I'm going to give my guess, but a lot was made about Colin Kaepernick and trying out for different teams. And the commissioner of the NFL was pressed about various elements of that. And so he addressed the media today on a whole bunch of different topics NFL-wise, and here's what he had to say about the Colin Kaepernick workout.
I haven't thought about this in a few weeks. Listen, this was, as I've said to you before, about creating an opportunity, which Colin's representatives came out in early October, and we created that opportunity. It was a unique opportunity, a credible opportunity, and he chose not to take it. I understand that, and, you know, we've moved on here.
All right, so he said it. We've moved on. That's it. It was his chance, the former 49ers quarterback. He changed the venue at the last minute for an NFL-sponsored workout and held his own workout last month. And there were teams that did go there, but there were others that chose not to do that. And he didn't get picked up or offered anything by anyone. By the way, somebody sent me something about salaries and for players just in general, and even players who have been out of the game for a couple of years. Kaepernick would have had a base salary of $14.5 million and a cap number of over $19 million for the 2017 season under his last contract. So, that's what he would have made there. Now, the question also becomes that he's got the case going on. Eric Reid and Colin Kaepernick, they have the collusion case against the NFL, but it's officially was wiped out, came to an end. And as a result of that, there's speculation that the former 49ers quarterback was paid in the range of $60 to $80 million. Who knows? That happened many, 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 many months ago. All right, I'm picking Buffalo. I think the final score is going to be 27-21. Good luck, everyone. Thanks for playing. We're talking about travel and points next.
This is when we get together.
shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Everybody knows I'm the queen of travel. Wow, what a year I had, from Ireland to so many places in between. Hawaii, one of my favorite places. But boy, our next guest crushes me in that department. Lee Abamonte is a travel expert, writer, entrepreneur, foodie, global adventurer. I'm out of breath already. He's known as the Marco Polo of the 21st century. He's the youngest person to visit every country, plus the North and South Pole. Wow. And you catch him all over the tube and see him everywhere. So we're thrilled to have him in our virtual green room, along with John Sellers, Bank of America executive in charge of rewards. John oversees all rewards programs, including consumer and small business reward programs, credit card redemption, etc. And I'm jealous of both of them, because I would want John's job and I'd want to travel like Lee. So, guys, thanks so much for coming on. We're going to talk about travel in the new year. Oh, my gosh. And I'm just thinking, I mean, my mind went wild when I knew I was going to talk to both of you, because I know my audience, they think about traveling a lot, because they've been with me when I've broadcast from castles and gone to some of these amazing places, and they want to go there, too. So let's talk about coming up with, you know, a financially rewarding plan for travel in this, you know, new decade. So let's go with you first, John. What are your strategies for creating financial resolutions and goals? How do you help clients with that?
Yeah, well, now's the perfect time to start, right, as in the new year. And for me, what I normally do is take a deep dive into my monthly billing statements in greater detail. Right, I look for ways that I can save. You know, do I need five different streaming services, those membership fees? Am I still using them? You know, should I refi my mortgage? things like that. But I also take time to assess my reward situation to ensure I'm maximizing rewards. You know, I recommend to the listeners out there to consider consolidating their finances with one institution. Not only is it easier and more convenient to manage, it simplifies your life, but you can also qualify for a banking loyalty program like Preferred Rewards at Bank of America. And Preferred Rewards members enjoy a suite of benefits that help them save money on their everyday life. Things like no-fee banking services, mortgage, home equity, auto discounts, credit card reward bonuses up to 75% that are super helpful for travel. Other things like priority client servicing, just to name a few. So the clients love this kind of program because it gives them real rewards that they can actually use.
Yeah, no kidding. And then you can add that up, and you just mentioned, you just did a broad brush of what there is available. So that makes complete sense. And I was one of those people that had things scattered all over, and I didn't realize what I was missing. So, Lee, I don't know how you keep things straight because you travel so much. So how do you budget, and how do you plan for big things like the travel that you're doing in the new year? And I'm sure you have sponsors and you have people helping you, but you still, especially when you first started, had to come up with ways to make it happen. How do you do that?
Obviously, you have to decide where you want to go, what you want to do, basically make goals, and then figure out a strategy to help yourself achieve that. So I've incorporated earning points and paying for things with points and cash back and miles into basically my everyday life. And I've done that by layering my rewards. So, for instance, I'll use my airline frequent flyer mile, my hotel loyalty program, and other loyalty programs. And I'll pay for things with a credit card like the Bank of America Premium Rewards Visa card, because I get 2 points for every dollar spent on travel and dining and a point and a half on everything else. And as John mentioned, the Preferred Rewards banking rewards program has been amazing because it gives me 3.5 points per dollar spent on travel and dining and 2.62 points for everything else. So basically, that's helped me accumulate a massive amount of points and the ability to get cash back to help pay for travel or whatever I want in the future, and doing it in the fastest possible way with the maximum amount of points. So that's a real big help in alleviating some of the costs.
Yeah, that makes sense. So as you plan for 2020, where are you going next? What do you want to cross off your bucket list? Do you even have one? You've been everywhere.
My bucket list is a little bit different than most people's, but I'll be down in Australia for the Australian Open in January, which I'm really excited about. And then in February, I'll be in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil for Carnival. So really excited for both of those things. And those probably be bucket list items for a lot of people. And it's no different for me.
Wow, I like that. Carnival, be careful down there. You might just want to live there once you go. It's incredible. It is incredible, like I said, and I'll tell you what, you know what, I wasn't really good about that, realizing, I was just trying to never use very many cards, but not realizing that if you use cards, there is ways to do the points and consolidate, and because I was doing the interview, and I saw what Lee had done, and how he was able to afford to do some of the things he did, and talked to lots of my friends, I realized, I mean, listen, the other went to Hawaii with me when I spoke there. On points, we had points. You got a free ticket. It would have been $900. And the other thing is going this year back to, or 2020, going to Ireland again. Same thing, points. The ticket was like $30. You pay $30 in taxes. Not affordable otherwise when you think of everything else that goes into it. So it is good. I think the suggestion that John had at the beginning, where you do that audit, it's also good to audit what are you paying for that you don't need to be paying for, where can you consolidate all of that, and there's always something that falls in between the cracks. So good stuff. All right, as we come to the end of this hour, and we have a couple of minutes left, I said at the top of the show that the FAA said forget about the Boeing 737 MAX for the very near future. And the reason why is because as they look at the potential of what could happen with this jet, one of the lead administrators at the FAA, Stephen Dixon, said that the potential of being involved in 15 crashes over its service life is definitely possible if they didn't make changes. So they did the simulations. And remember, 346 passengers and crew have been killed between Lion Air and Ethiopian Airlines. And that was horrific. Just poof, that was it. So that grounded those Supermax jets. And American had some Supermax jets. There is Southwest Airlines jets in the desert being stored. The FAA analysis said that, over the lifetime of it, it would be involved in these fatal accidents if nothing was improved. And that is based on a fleet of about 4,800 aircraft. So that's unacceptable level of risk. I mean, who's going to want to get in that airline? In fact, Michael Stumo, whose daughter Samaya died when the Ethiopian Airlines flight crashed, said they didn't do enough, that it was the most unsafe plane in the history of aviation. They did nothing, and that killed his daughter. And, of course, the reports are that there was chaos in the factory. I know there's people listening to us in the Northwest. I mean, Boeing is the center of everything in parts of Washington and certainly in Seattle and that area. They're talking about Boeing ignoring warnings about safety and quality at the factory, according to a former manager. So they're not going to be in service until they determine a software fix and a pilot retraining program that works. And then they're going to have to be certified in a test flight. And that's going to include people from Canada, Europe, and Brazil that have to sign off on this revised training. So this is going to take some time. I mean, this is definitely not safe. It's not safe. Not after what happened with those two different crashes. Thank goodness there were no other crashes. There were no other crashes as a result of, what they're saying and what was simulated. Whew. Crazy. Also very strange, I just had a friend who went to New Zealand and missed all of this, thank goodness, but the volcanic eruption in New Zealand. So New Zealand has ordered 186,000 square inches of skin grass from the United States to help the burn victims from the eruption on a very popular tourist island. 28 victims of the White Island volcano eruption Monday were in intensive care and burn units throughout New Zealand. 23 in critical condition. 23. Two people died because of that. And this is a very popular area. They don't think they're going to find any more survivors. That they've got 8 people missing. And, boy, so sad. A lot of Americans will go there, travel, and hike around and just... 47 people were on the island at the time of the eruption. They were walking along the rim of the crater. Wow. On that note, the music means that we got to end this hour of the show anyway. Happy holidays, everybody. Keep calm. Be patient if you're out there shopping. And remember, always make it count.
Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.